The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Ready?
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back, Miss Haley.
I was just going to say, anyone know that voice?
Oh,
no.
Oh, my gosh.
Not anymore.
First of all, happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas.
Happy, I was like, happy Thanksgiving.
Because we weren't here on November. So it's been about a month.
It has. It's been a minute. It's been a hot minute.
And wow. who's online with us right now?
It is I, Sarah.
Ah, hello, lovely Sarah.
The unicorn.
Hello.
So, are you welcome. Jealous that you're not here and I'm here? This is Haley.
I mean, I was jealous regardless, but...
I know. I was like, surprise.
Well, welcome, everybody. We are back, Women of Vision show
suffering
here at KCNR with North State Now. And tell you the truth, guys, this is our four-year anniversary today. The first time we ever recorded our very first podcast was today.
It was.
And I'm just like, aww. So blown away.
It's a trip. I didn't realize, like, how... That's kismet, right? Like, honestly,
yeah.
There's something very special about that. And this is going to be a weird side note. No one else is probably going to even get this
care.
Of, like, my dad and my sister. But, like, I had a hawk, you guys, land on my car today.
Oh!
And sit there.
What?
Yes. And they don't do that, right? Okay,
no.
And, like, hawks are very special to me.
Elusive.
And, like, we have this... Anyways, I won't go into detail, but I have this relationship with hawks. per my dad and stuff. And so it was really crazy today to see that because I've never seen that before. And so it's just kind of interesting how everything plays out. And here I am with you guys. And
yeah.
It's been so long.
So long. Well, I mean, you were here from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I think you've only been gone really like a year. Like the beginning of this year, wasn't it?
I think August.
I'm not counting.
No, August of 2020 was the last. I think the last podcast I did.
Yeah. So it's been
because
over
I was getting close to having the baby.
Yeah.
And then I had the baby and I was like, I don't have a life.
Yeah, and today I was like, Haley, it's our 4-year anniversary, but consequently it's also our last episode.
And you know this
it's
shit can't
time.
Go out without being on the last episode. Too,
you said the word. But okay. Like Licia said,
we're gonna talk some smack. We're gonna talk some smack.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
It's just, you know.
Buckle up.
It's going to be one of those episodes that it's just.
It's just the holidays, y'all.
Yeah.
We're ready. We're just ready.
And it's not, life is not perfect, you know? And I think that's one thing I've learned too last 4 years is that we're in like different seasons of life. Everybody, I mean, if you look at our journey from the beginning, like it started mm-hmm. with four women and then it went to three, to two, to four again, and to three, and then two.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know, it's been an interesting ride and really appreciate all the supporters.
And our guests, too. We've had some great guests. We've had some not so great guests. Am I not allowed to say that?
You can say whatever you want.
We've had some guests news fest.
Well, yeah.
It's like, keep it going.
That's life. But there are some really, really cool people, though, that we have interviewed.
We've had a lot. Let's face it.
Life-changing ones.
Most of the guests that we've had, most all of them have been
amazing. Okay, I got a shout-out to Ashley,
which Ashley?
I'm going to blank out on her last name right now. She was... I'm not sure where this all stands, but she was a part of Relieves Trading, so hopefully I don't ruffle any freaking feathers with that. But I met her while I was pregnant, and
mm-hmm.
she was amazing and actually came and did yoga with me, pregnancy yoga in home while I was pregnant with Hendrix. And she is, Ashley, if you ever happen to listen, I just want to send you so much love, and I appreciate you immensely. And she just, anyways, there have been some really amazing people that we have talked to.
I've learned a lot from a lot of the guests that have come on. A lot. Just really, there are
so many to count.
I think there, and some of the things that people have introduced me and us to as a group, I'm like, wow, that is so cool. Just stuff that I would never have even known existed or just, I don't know. So,
and to think they're local, you know what I mean? You're like, where have you been this whole time?
I will tell you, Reading has some really, I think, amazing, talented fantastic humans. You know, like, oh, yeah. When I first moved up here, I was like, oh, my good Lord, where did my husband move me to?
Okay, where did you move from again?
Sonoma County.
Okay.
So there's
snobby.
I'm a Bay Area.
I caught myself.
So, yeah, I moved up here, and I was like, oh, sweet baby Jesus. But now that I've been a part of the community and have gotten to know more and more people, I'm like, there are some exceptionally rad humans here. I am constantly amazed by how incredible the people are. They're so freaking nice, too. Everyone here, I think, for the most part, really, like,
Do you feel bad that you're not nice all the time?
No. No, I do not.
Bill.
Yeah. Nope. I do not feel bad about not being nice all the time. I think I'm nice.
Dang. I love you. I need to be more like you. It's going to be like 2021.
Okay, but you know what, though? I had someone who would tell me, who would slide into my DMs all the time and be like, oh, my God, I love all the things that you say on your carrots. I love all the things that you say. I wish I could say it, but because of the job that I'm in, like, I just can't say all the things. I just admire all the stuff. And then as soon as I said something that they misinterpreted as me, I guess, whatever, it was like, oh,
they cut you
off. How dare you?
Remember we talked about
this? What?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Girl, you know who you are.
What is that? The what culture? What culture?
Cancel culture.
Were you listening to a podcast?
No, actually I wasn't, but it's funny. Okay, so I'm going to reference something else, though, and I watched... Anywho, I'm not going to lower myself and tell you what show I was watching when I heard about that.
Okay.
Because it's garbage, and it's okay, but it's mindless, and I'm a mom.
We all have our guilty pleasures.
Watch Winter House.
Nothing.
Stupid.
Winter House.
I'm totally writing it down.
Oh, my God, I think I know who's in that. Like, the people from, like, Southern Charm.
They're no one. Yeah, they're no one. They're no ones. They're like reality Bravo TV fans.
Totally.
It's garbage. My husband hates it, but I love it.
I'm a Bravo babe, too, so it's fine.
Can't even help myself.
No, it's fine.
And they were talking about that, though, like about cancel culture. And I just think that is a very fluffy way of saying, I don't want to know your opinion because it offends me.
Oh.
And that's baloney.
Barf.
Why is this cancel culture? We're all allowed to have an opinion,
right?
We're all allowed to voice it.
Well, I think it's a social media. It stems from social media.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to agree with me.
I think the problem for me, too, is that, first of all, I'm a Gen Xer. I'm 1,000 years old, you guys. I know. I'm moisturized.
Shut up.
So I look really good. But I'm 1,000 years old.
She has less wrinkles than me.
She's totally beautiful.
I'm 1,000 years old.
I'm always
I wear really good moisturizers. But the problem is that...
Vampire, yeah. And I love it.
So the crazy problem is that, so people, like, I think, you know, when you are someone that's like, you know, in my world, you had to
get daughter's call. Right call.
I'm like, oh my God.
2 minutes.
You know, I grew up in a world where, like, everybody just said what they said and did what they did, and we all just kind of got
just
over it,
line.
Right? You just, like, you got up and you dusted yourself off and you moved on. And now everyone is just like, oh, I find that offensive. Oh, wait, that goes against my... Why, first of all, do you think I am so important that anything I have to say is going to influence anybody? First of all. And secondly, why is your opinion the only one that matters? You know what I mean? Like, so this person, so when you were like, I wish I could be more like you, it makes me laugh when I hear people say that, because they think they want to be as open as I am. But then the second that I say something that lands weird, instead of having a conversation with me, they're like, And it's not, trust me, it's happened more than one time in my life. And
I'm not shocked to hear that.
I know. I don't know why you would be. I don't know why you find that shocking.
Yeah, that's never happened to me either.
No. Why would you find that shocking? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I've been blocked. I'm pretty sure I'm blocked.
Oh, and that's such a BS thing.
I mean, the people that blocks you tells other people to block you. Now, I don't get that part.
Yeah.
Especially that they don't know
it's
you.
It's such a little girl. It's such a little girl thing to do.
It is. But
I told, listen, if you were listening to any of our lives before you came on, we warned you thusly that we were going in tonight. So
we're
going
to go down the light and the dark. And honestly, it's been a theme.
Oddly, I will be the sound of reason, which is weird.
And we are
going to
go commercial break.
Cheers to that.
But yes, you got to embrace both.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Indeed.
Women of Vision.
show.
Buckle in.
The light in the dark.
Sarah, you can chime in the second half. Sorry.
No, Sarah's like, I can't because you guys don't shut up long enough for me to talk.
All right, we'll be back. 96.5 FM, KCNR.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hi, this is Whitney from Timberline Heating and Air Conditioning. On behalf of the whole Timberline team, we wanted to take this opportunity during this special time of year as we gather to spend time with our family and friends. It is also a time to remember all of our veterans and those currently serving our country. So we join with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute, sending peace, hope, and happiness this holiday season to all our veterans and service members from the Timberline Heating and Air family. Happy holidays.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. It's that time of year again when family and friends gather together to celebrate the holidays. It's also a time to give thanks to Shasta County's 13,000 servicemen and women and their families. Thank you, KCNR, for supporting veterans in our community. Peace, hope, and joy to all this holiday season.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Turn your someday into today. The Shasta College spring semester begins January 19th, and now's the time to register for classes. First-time, full-time students, get your first 2 years tuition-free. At Shasta College, we'll teach you the skills, give you the knowledge, and provide the training you need to unlock your potential. Reskill, upskill, or get transfer ready at Shasta College. Go to www.shastacollege.edu/apply.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay, hi, you guys. Hi, I'm Lacia Prater. Nice to meet you. It is our last night on the Women of Vision, North State Now. I had a little brain situation
fart.
There. So thank you so much, you guys, for, first of all, thank you for those of you, the three of you who have listened to us throughout the year.
And so the complained.
The two that complained. thank you, first of all. Thank you for listening to us in all seriousness. You guys, we've had so much fun talking about the various topics that we've covered over the course of the year, which has been really an array of topics. We have covered social media. We've covered social justice, injustice.
Yeah.
We've covered
Education.
We've talked about abuse. We have talked about cultural appropriation versus
human trafficking
versus cultural appreciation. We've really covered some pretty interesting topics. So thank you guys for coming, you know, in all seriousness, you know, really honestly, thank you for going on this ride with us. We really have had a lot of fun on this show. And just, and again, as we talked about earlier, the guests, I was totally kidding, by the way, with the snooze fest thing. All of the guests that we have had, all of the guests that we have had have offered something really unique and interesting to the show. And truly, I have always walked away thinking like, wow, I felt like I learned something new meeting each of the women that came in to sit down and talk with us. So, you know, in all seriousness, we really do appreciate those of you who have stuck with us, listened to us, have sponsored us, and supported us. That's really, it's awesome. This is a true gift to have this platform, to be able to sit down once a month and talk about these various things that are important to us or just things that we find interesting. And not everybody gets this, you know, gift. Not everybody has this ability to put a mic in front of their mouth and say what they want to say and hope that it lands as well as we intend it to. You know, we've certainly ruffled some feathers. Maybe me in particular. But this has never been, first of all. Okay, fine. I ruffled some feathers. But just
I haven't been here for a year, y'all, so I'm good. Yeah, I'm like an angel. Fine. I'm a damn angel.
But, whatever.
But
no, never, you're not.
But just so you guys all know, it's never been my intention. I've never sat down and put this mic in front of my mouth and the banana. I lovingly call it my banana because it's yellow. I've never put the banana in front of me and decided.
The banana.
Terrible. There's a banana in her mouth.
Banana in my mouth. I've never sat down with the intention to offend, but I'm also not going to apologize if I have offended you, because that's on you. That's
anyone that knows you or has spent time with you should probably, I mean, and obviously some of these people haven't, but should know Licia is a very kind-hearted, amazing woman.
Thank you.
And she, yeah, you, I mean, we're all, it's all, it's all, she is very authentic.
Yeah.
And I think that will, look, when you are true to yourself and true to how you feel, mm-hmm. and you speak your truth, mm-hmm. It's always going to ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
Because not everyone
can. I'm okay with that.
Yes. So, I mean, but at the end of the day, I think that is actually what most people strive to be. And I think that's also partly why it ruffles feathers, is because people do want to be able to speak their truth.
Mm-hmm.
They're fearful of the repercussions of it.
Yeah.
And so they hold it to their, they keep it to themselves,
yeah.
because they are worried. And I think that is actually a quality that you should be proud of,
well,
to be able to speak your truth.
I do appreciate that.
And be honest. And, you know, yeah, it's not always going to be popular, but.
No. I'm okay with not everyone in the room liking me. Because I would rather you have an opinion about me that is based in reality and is based on something that I said versus something you've heard versus
something superficial that you don't even know about.
I'm okay with the whole idea of like, oh, I like her because she's honest and she's forthcoming and she's outspoken. Or
you
know,
are you a Leo?
I'm a Capricorn, and I'm.
Are you?
I'm such a Capricorn too. You
very
guys.
Strong-willed though.
Capricorn.
I love you, Mama.
I can hear you giggling in there.
I know. Sarah's like,
so I think with this last episode, we of course want to, you know, again, extend our appreciation for everyone who's listened and who's been a part of this. But I think also, you know, we do want to talk about things that are important to us and things that are going to be that are important to us moving into the future, that our own projects, you know, that we have and what we're looking forward to next year, what we're looking forward to putting to bed in 21 and what we're looking forward to, you know, moving into in 22. I think circling back super quickly, I'm looking forward to putting the whole cancel culture thing to bed.
Right.
Because I think it's absurd. I think it's absurd.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you. I said it. There's something wrong with you. If you don't have the ability to listen to somebody's view that may not fully align with you without immediately being like,
well, and personally, I still don't even get it. What it is, you know? So.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, okay, so if you do have that immediate innate response to someone's own feelings about a situation, I think it really, you need to take a little bit of self-inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Why does that affect you so much?
Right.
I mean,
right.
We really, I am a firm believer in exactly what you just said. We should all be able to discuss some things openly, in my opinion, and freely. I don't I do not expect anyone, actually, to agree with me to the T.
No.
By any means.
No.
But
and
I
that's
do.
What makes life so interesting when people don't, because that's
well,
the
yeah,
opportunity that you have to
lemmings.
Learn.
You guys remember the stupid game Lemmings?
Yes.
Okay, let's not be lemmings, okay?
Right.
We don't need to be lemmings. We can all have our freaking...
Or the word
to
shore, which
has
is now
no
sheep.
Idea what I'm talking about.
I know, she's like,
I don't know. She's like,
we don't have lemmings
I'm
in the Philippines.
I'm the immigrant in a room.
If you know, then you know.
Right.
But anyways, my point is, it's a bunch of little whatever they are that follow each other off of freaking cliffs.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's my point is, like, we're allowed to have opinions. We definitely don't need to agree with each other, but we do need to allow a space for each of us to voice what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And let there be a safe space to do that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, maybe there is a rebuttal. That's a strong word. Maybe there's not a rebuttal. Maybe there's a conversation. Maybe you voice how you feel about what someone said. But I think that we really all should focus a lot more on being able to have open and honest conversations that don't lead to, like,
attack
chaos or like
yes.
we don't have to be so
or feel triggered
yes
thing,
why
you know?
Are we all so triggered mm-hmm. over things I mean listen like we have all I think like the three of us have talked about it like we have all gone through it as kids and I think there are a lot of us that have had wonderful Leave It to Beaver kind of upbringings and then there are a lot of us that have not had that experience
yeah
and you know I think when you allow sort of your own personal traumas and whatever to sort of get in the way of learning and growing and developing as an adult, well, then, I don't know. And, well, I don't know. When people say things like, well, you can't say this or trigger alert, you know, like, you can't say this and you can't do that. Pardon me. No, your triggers are not my issue. I have triggers. But here's the thing. I don't allow... I have things that are sensitive. I have things that are sensitive to me. I don't give them the power to trigger me. And I cannot live my life, and I don't think any of us should live our lives in the sense that we have to fear, are we going to trigger someone else? Your triggers are your responsibility.
And guess what? It's honestly like, and I'll be the first to admit, I'm a work in progress, y'all.
Ow,
we all are.
God,
so, like, there
too.
Are things that I literally do every day, and I talk to my husband about that, like, I'm trying to grow as a human. And I want to be
the
better
best,
about
the
things.
The best human
and about,
you can
yeah,
be,
of
absolutely.
Everything.
And we will trip and fail, and we will make mistakes.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and we're all
sure.
just products, like you said, of, like, how we were raised, right?
Yeah.
Like, our upbringing, the people that have had perfect childhoods, that's great. The people that haven't, that's great. But we all have to just honor each other.
Yes.
I just wish that there could be a space where we all just honor each other.
Yeah.
And let that be.
And
there
we
doesn't
have...
always have to be a response. There doesn't always have to be...
No.
Sorry, it's like making me kind of emotional. Because it's just, we should all be allowed to say and feel what
yes.
we feel.
Yeah.
Because it's our
Definitely.
Own feelings.
Absolutely.
And I know that they're not always going to be popular, and they're not always going to be what someone else feels or thinks is appropriate. But we're still entitled to that.
Yes. Amen,
and
sister.
We should
Amen.
Still be able to, like,
mm-hmm.
express that
mm-hmm.
and then move forward.
Yeah.
It doesn't define us.
No.
It doesn't mean that we're not trying to grow as people, but we have to be able to have a safe space to just discuss it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just wish that we could all love each other just a smidge bit more.
Yeah.
To not
I
be
think
quite
that's
so rough with each other. To know mm-hmm. that we all have been through things that make us feel that trigger.
Yeah.
Like you said, or make us feel this strong thing, but we have to understand that doesn't necessarily have to define who we are from here going forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love it, you guys. And we have, like, reiterated that throughout the year, you know, that, everybody should have their safe space. But also, let me remind everybody that if you don't like what we're hearing and you don't like the opinions, then...
Change the
then just
channel.
Change the channel or just start your own podcast.
Well, or start your own... Yeah, or, I don't know, here's the thing. I think the one thing that we've always done, too, throughout the year is we've always given a space for people to call in or come and talk to us.
Right.
And that's the other thing, too, that I guess, you know, in general that frustrates me about sort of, you know... society, I guess, in general, is that we're very quick to react behind a screen.
So
but
quick.
Then any time, like, that we have said, hey, listen, we want to hear opposing views. Are we, not even opposing, but we're welcoming, we're open to, please call in, please tell us, please share with us. And then when you don't, and then you just want to sit behind a computer, and I don't mean...
Or the phone.
Do you know what I mean? Or the phone. It's like, that's just a cowardly, I'm sorry, that's a cowardly chicken bleep thing to do.
Okay,
know?
So I wanna stop right there, okay. Because I want to come back to that.
Yes.
Right.
That's
you have before.
Yeah,
I know that you have...
segue to the next one.
Yes.
We'll be right back again. This goes so fast. Thank you so much, everybody. 96.5 FM, KCNR, Women of Vision Show here at North State Now.
Make this New Year's Eve a night to remember at the Reading Garden of Lights. Featuring two stages of live music, food trucks, and bars throughout the gardens provided by Mosaic, all surrounded by a magnificent holiday light show. Tickets available at turtlebay.org.
Save room for a wish this month at Black Bear Diner, where they partnered with Make-A-Wish to help grant life-changing wishes for children with critical illnesses in our community. They're donating $1 from the purchase of every delicious slice of red velvet cake, candy cane chocolate cream pie, and peppermint cheesecake now through the end of the month. Get on over to Black Bear Diner because wishes need stars like you. Open daily, including Christmas Eve and day. 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time. Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, welcome back, everybody. Haley and I were just chatting, and so Maurice will be back in 1 second, and she has something she wants to address. But I just have to say this to you, okay? I was literally just telling Haley, like, I feel like the show really happens during the break. I was feeling...
Y'all should just hear it.
We should just not turn the mic off and just let you listen to us.
Right? If there was, like, an unfiltered version or something where we could...
Okay, so ladies, do you guys... I don't know if guys experience this so much, but, like, I was literally just saying to Haley 30 seconds ago, I'm like, I feel like I've been looking for my person. Like, first of all, I do have my people. Like, I know that you have.
Well, we have our husbands.
We have our people.
We have our children.
Like,
and
yes.
We
already have, like, those, like, girlfriends that have been our people. But, like, I feel like...
I can't go anymore. I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay, well, let me just tell you, for the record, and it's now being put out into the universe, I feel like I could be your person. I feel like there's some cosmic...
There's this person...
Something is happening here.
Yeah.
And so I was saying, I'm like, I'm looking for my person. I'm actively, like, you know, a wanted ad. Licia is in search of her person.
And then my response was, I'm looking for a dog, a cat, anybody besides my husband or child.
But it's harder, I think, when you become an adult to, like, make, you know, like, new friends, and then to seed a deep friendship.
Totally.
When you become an adult. It's weird, because, like, when you're making new friends, I think, as an adult, too, it's almost like you're dating. You know what I mean? Like, there's this, like, do we have chemistry? Do we have, like, I like you, you like me, but, like, there's a certain vibe that keeps going. Yeah, there's, like, a click, like, a chemistry, like, a something that I think has to happen between girlfriends in the same way that would maybe happen... Like in a date, I don't know. It's just not.
Do you
want to
date me?
I think
is your husband okay with that?
I think I kind of would like to go on a date with you. That's okay. Yes, I'll pay.
I'm down.
We could be a throuple. I think that we need to be a throuple because I think Maurice is also.
Does anyone have an opinion about a throuple?
I always tell
a female throuple.
Haley, I'm like, if you were a lesbian, you'd be into Asian girls.
And I'm not, okay.
I really think that.
I'm not sure where that came from. I made one comment tonight about our waitress being beautiful.
Also because she loves me so much.
I just love honoring women, honestly, too. Like,
All of my celebrity crushes are black women. So I don't know what that tells you. I don't know what that tells you, but Angela Bassett is my,
she's classic.
And I love, the blonde women. It's so weird.
Okay, yeah. Well, then.
No wonder you are blonde right now.
I mean, I'm a bleach blonde, but that's whatever.
Okay, it's fine. It's
totally turning into a weird turn.
I know. It's weird.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, we were gonna cover a topic when we came back.
Oh, a topic. We were going to talk about Maurice.
Well,
so
you know what?
Now
that I think about it, like, I don't want to go too deep down into the negativity of things.
That's true.
But at the same time, like, I do, like, want to address that. Because it's been kind of a theme for me too. It's like embracing the light and the dark. You know, they embody all of human experience. They embody who we are as well. Without the dark, we don't know the light, and without the light, we don't recognize the dark.
Right. And well, what you were talking, we were talking about social media.
Yeah, and social media, and so like yeah,
able
and it just
post
would,
something mm-hmm. or message someone privately, but not actually be able to speak
or
to
in
them
person, right?
In their
yes,
face.
You were
yeah.
talking about you were. I think specifically, you had said something about texting, how you were getting sort of communication
texting, or like again, like I had a friend today, like we were talking about somebody stealing a parking spot.
Chuck a bagel at her head.
That actually happened to me today, and then that happened to you with your friend, and then that happened to my friend, and then the lady just like. Bust out the phone and
that's
put
the
her.
First thing we do now.
Record
we just
her.
Take out our phone.
Or somebody like wrote a note on their car about something, but it's like, what happened to like in person, you know,
or just moving on.
Resolution or just moving on.
Just
but
driving
like,
the hell off.
It's just hard. Like, we can't, in this culture, like, I guess it just ties into like the whole cancel culture where it's like, you know, if you want to resolve something, like, I think old fashioned way is always best. Like, you
okay,
know,
I'm
let's not tax.
I'm going to chime in on this one for sure because we were talking about this too before we came over here. And look, I have a son who's 10 years old going on 11. This is something I worry about all the time because at some point, he actually has already encountered it, you know, too, with like bullying and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much online because he's 10, so he doesn't have online access to stuff, you know, that we're not aware of. But I do think that it's something that we're all learning how to have to deal with because it wasn't something that we had to deal with as children, or at least I didn't have to deal with it as a child. I mean, yeah, there was regular old bullying, but this is different, y'all. Like, what our children are experiencing with being able to get online and having a veil or a mask or, like, yeah, we maybe still know who they are, but, like, you have that protection of not being face-to-face with someone where you have to worry about their reaction.
Or they have alias names.
Right,
so
they can just say whatever they want to say, and it's scary, and it's it is worrisome, and I do think that it's chicken beep, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, but, like, I'm not encouraging by any means. Let me put this out there 1,000%. I will never encourage any kind of violence.
No.
Or anyone handling anything in that fashion.
No.
However, I do think that there is something that we have lost in when someone could just come up at you and, you know, on the lunch break and say, I got this problem.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to figure it out. mm-hmm. right there. Like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. maybe it does end up in a scuffle, which is not what we want, but there's something about
but most
it.
But the time, it doesn't end up in a scuffle.
No, and then you no. actually, I don't know. Yeah. I just think that yeah. it's real, I think it's real interesting now how we all can hide behind social media. And we're all very gully and all have something to say mm-hmm. when we don't have anyone that's going to respond immediately in your face.
Yeah. yeah.
It's and the I mean, thing of...
Go ahead, Sarah.
Sorry.
No, you're... Please, speak.
Because, I mean, I think some of the psychology behind it is the fact that everything is so instant. And just, like, they can instantly send it and they don't think about it.
1,000%.
Whereas in the past, communication, you have to actually sit and consider it before you'd actually send it or write it out or talk to someone.
Right, otherwise there's an immediate and consequence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's just this immediate thing, and they just think, oh, well, yeah, it's instant, so therefore it's not as important, or, yeah, hiding behind screens or things like that. It's just the disconnect. It's really
it is. It is, and I mean... I always want everyone to be able to express their emotions. I think mm-hmm. that is a human experience that we all need to be able to have.
Yeah.
But I also think that it has to happen in a fair way.
In an
or equitable
respectful
way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone has a chance to respond.
Like, I would really hate it if somebody, like, bust out a phone in front of me and start recording
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
While I'm confronting them about a crappy thing they just did.
Yeah. Yeah,
it did a crappy
thing. It's so weak. Yeah. I'm sorry. People hate me. Hate me. That's some weak beep.
No, it beep. For sure is. It for sure. You. This is so funny. This happened to me just like a couple of months ago. So I was reading this article about the way companies still market to like toy companies still market to like little girls and little boys, and there was an ad.
Show.
yeah, no, seriously.
We're bringing it down right now.
There was this picture. There was a picture of a little girl that was next to a toy vacuum and like a mop or something like that, right? And so I had just commented on, you know, like I think I did something, you know, to the effect of like, I can't believe, you know, these companies are perpetuating such an antiquated idea that little girls should aspire to, you know, I don't know, be health, whatever. Like, and this was the funniest, this was the funniest response. So I got eviscerated by two totally opposite ends of the spectrum. So first, these men wrote in, and they were, I'm not kidding you guys when I tell you, like, they were basically telling me that I should just kill myself.
Whoa.
And they were saying, like, they were waiting for, like, some dumb B word to write in. They were waiting for some dumb bit, you know, to write in. I'm like, oh, you know, the fact that I said that there was a little girl, they were waiting for someone to say, oh, you know, there's a little
That's
girl in the
be,
finish,
or
right?
Or
I don't know, like that, I don't know, that I, okay, so this one guy in particular just went in on me about how dumb and pathetic and I need to get a life and I'm a loser because I made the comment about a little girl being in this image. Okay, so there was a whole laundry list of people who were like, oh, I was waiting for someone to say something about a little girl being in this picture. Conversely, I got eviscerated by the so-called woke group who were like, well, who are you to say that she's a girl? Presumptuous much that you would apply your gender. And I was like, oh. It was a literal no-win situation. So I was told that I should kill myself because I made a comment about a girl being in a picture next to a vacuum and a mop. Because
they know at 4 years old what it is.
Right. And then the
or what
woke,
they are.
And then the woke group came at me because I implied that the person in this image was of a female gender.
I'm sorry.
I was like,
I'm
wait,
like literally
wait,
zipping my lips
what?
Right now because
no,
I'm done.
I could not. No, so I was literally like, wait a second. I'm trying to enlighten. I'm trying to just sort of talk. I just made a very flip comment about like how antiquated this idea is that we should be marketing housekeeping household items to little girls, and then both sectors came at me like guns blazing. Like,
wow.
How dare you imply that that's a female in the picture? And then this other guy's telling me, like, you should just go kill yourself because you even commented that it was. Do you know what I mean? I was just like, and, you know, oh. And it just kind of made me laugh because honestly, it was so pathetic. And when I read responses like that, it all it really does is evoke an air of sadness on my end for the people that respond in those kinds of ways. Because all I can think in my mind is, this gentleman who told me that I should kill myself must not have any love in his life.
Or,
and then, or something clearly happened to him. I wanted to be like, sir, who hurt you? Mm-hmm. And then the same thing with the other group of people who were upset that I implied that this person was a female, you know. And it was the same kind of thing. Like, I just wanted to be like, whatever is happening in your life clearly has nothing to do with me, and I am so sorry for whatever has broken you in your spirit. I am so sorry for you.
It's
like,
sorry.
It's not me at all.
That's also something I feel like we need to stop doing. We got to stop saying sorry for people who feel... No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sorry is reserved
we're going
for
a commercial
stuff
break.
That you've done wrong.
Yeah. True.
But, yeah. Or they could be enjoying...
That's what I tell my
children.
Or they
could be enjoying it.
They're enjoying it.
So,
yeah. I don't know. I just thought that was so funny.
We'll be right back, you guys. Women of Vision show here at North Street now. KCNR 96.5 FM.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Bodies. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
At Golden Valley Bank, our mission is to create a truly unique local banking experience. We understand how important it is to be known and heard by your bank. That's why we take the time to connect with you and the community you live in. When you bank with us, we put your money back into our community by supporting local nonprofits who provide services for those that need it most. Golden Valley Bank, a bank built for business, a bank built for community, a bank built for you. Learn more at goldenvalley.bank. Member FDIC.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're back. Haley.
We are.
Haley, hey-o. You're back.
You get
what's
to
up, y'all?
Our last segment. Our
oh
last
my gosh.
Segment of our last show.
We gotta end it in a good note because that's what we always do.
We do.
But also, like, honestly, you guys, like I said, the whole theme of, like, light and dark, that's actually the whole, you know,
I mean, that's season, called life.
That's the season, too, like as far as the winter, like
sure.
the Christmas you, or whatever do you call it? I'm sorry. Just not trying to be, like, religious about everything, but it's more like just, it's that time of the year. As yeah. far as, like, we see the good, but we also can recognize the bad.
Well, the holidays, it's reflecting. I think, it's, I think it's just reflecting back on the year and just, I think that the end of the year is always a time of reflection, I think.
Absolutely. Well, the holidays are always like, you know, I'm only speaking for myself and, only for myself. Never mind. Let me stop there. I don't speak for anyone else. But I just, you know, the holidays are, they're an absolutely beautiful time, and it's a time for having moments with family and creating new memories and embracing this love and getting to spend time together. It's also very challenging. It's very hard. It
and lonely.
A lot of emotions. It, you know, people who've lost loved ones, this is their first holiday without a loved one.
Yeah.
It's hard, you know. And that's why I was saying earlier, too, like, regardless of everyone else's opinions or things that they have to say, like, we all just need to be a little bit gentler with each other because we really don't know
what someone
what
else is going
everyone
through.
Is going through.
Absolutely.
You know, I don't sit and put on display things that I'm dealing with. I'm always very lighthearted for the most part. You know, I mean, most people are. Let's be real. Nobody posts the dirty shit, dirty stuff.
Don't worry, Jared's good
on,
at that.
You know, on Instagram or on Facebook. Like, people don't want to talk about...
It's their highlight reel.
What
it's their
they're
highlight
actually
reel.
Feeling. But, like, Absolutely. I really... Okay, I guess if I...
Do it.
I just have to say, if I have to leave a message with people, it's just to be you.
Yes.
Be authentic.
Absolutely.
Please stop worrying about what everyone thinks or what they're going to say or the ramifications. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
And
just,
I think the biggest thing
be real
to stop comparing.
Let people have that space.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to judge where anyone else is at or what they're going through. Unless you have something positive or loving to say, like, just let it go. Because we're all just going through, like, we're all having this life experience, this human experience.
Yes.
And every day is a good day. Every day is a bad day. We all have stuff that we're dealing with. So I just encourage everyone to just be kind and loving to each other because... You know, there's a lot of people that aren't going to share with you what they're dealing with. And,
yeah.
And it can be really rough. So just, you know, instead of leading with such a judgmental foot, just let's all
well,
be a little
well,
more.
Well, we're just bringing awareness to. We're bringing awareness to our modern day or age that we're in right now with social media and technology.
Yeah.
You know, that just be aware of these things as fun as they are. It's so cool to look at puppy videos and cat videos. And for me, like, I will look at jiu-jitsu videos and quotes. That's me
travel.
All day long. Yeah, or travel, right?
Yeah.
And, but other people are looking at something different.
Right.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know, like, one of the things that I'm going into, not even one of the things, but like, this whole year and also coming into the new year, like, I'm starting to really be more intentional as far as how I see human beings. I forget who the philosopher was or the author, but, like, just see humans as nature, right? When you look at the beach or the ocean or a flower, you're just looking at their beauty, right? You're just looking at everything about it, you know? But the moment we look at humans, what do?
We judge it.
We compare.
We start judging, comparing,
We compare.
I'm gonna go the opposite way. I'm gonna be like, I'm gonna look at humans like they're trees, or they're the beach, or they're the flower. You know?
Yeah.
It's just another being going through its own experiences, and then just going to sit back and appreciate it.
That's freaking awesome.
It is.
That is the way it should be, because I cannot tell you how many conversations I have had with people, particularly in, you know, revolving around the social media construct, and that's the problem right now, is that we compare ourselves to other people's highlight reels, just like you were saying.
We had a conversation before we came out here. I feel like I'm failing as a mom sometimes. Like,
oh,
okay,
my God, girl, we
guess
all
what, guys?
Feel that
guess
way.
What? Did not get Santa pictures with my 14-month-old.
Oh.
Nope. Sure didn't. I'm that mom.
And I didn't either. Millions of other women mm-hmm. who just don't say it and who just don't. But we, again.
I did, though. I told you guys how I felt like
yeah,
I was, like, having a fail moment.
By it.
Of, like, not being that mom that took my kid to get a picture with Santa.
Well, I'm going
to
tell you right now.
It made me feel like I was less than.
I have kids. So my kids are much older than you. I'm going to tell you right now, just, like, no bullshit, really. And I'm not going to pretend to even bleep that out. No bullshit. You're never going to let go of that feeling.
Yeah,
the mom guilt and the feeling of abject failure is going to sneak up on you every now and then. And you just have to just accept that. Life is messy, and it's not made for Instagram, and it's not made for Facebook, and it's not made for freaking TikTok. You know, it is.
You guys know I don't even watch TikTok. I've never even watched.
Oh God, don't stay off it. It's so addicting. But it's there is nothing wrong with the fact that you didn't take a fucking Santa picture.
I know, and you're right. You're right. But there
like,
was a moment though where I literally
there is,
was like,
because that's
I'm
what we
mom
do to
failing because I'm not taking him to
and
do
and that's
this.
What we do to ourselves. We compare.
Because I'm not that mom
that
has a picture to post on freaking Instagram
so
of my kid with Santa.
So what?
Damn. How lame.
So what? Yeah. So what?
I know.
So
I know.
What?
Well, that's what it.
I think.
Go ahead, Sarah.
I think it's important, like, because I study, like, art and psychology, and that's literally my field. But to me, like, I would always advise, like, don't ever think of Instagram as life. Like, I know
no.
you guys don't, but, like, anyone listening, it is a perfectly curated, it's like, think
yeah.
of it as, like, everybody's little individual art gallery.
Yeah.
It is to how they've curated their lives, and it is the highlight reel of
totally.
Their best moments. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So, yes, please don't ever... take it like, I have to aspire, and this is what I need to be.
Okay, heads up,
reality,
too, for everyone from here on out. Not that anyone important follows me or anything, but I might just start throwing some stuff out there that is just real.
And
real
honestly,
rough.
You should, Haley.
We need to
normalize.
There's
been so many
normal.
Days, you guys, that I've literally been sitting, like,
yeah.
crying, and I almost want to just put it.
Do that.
I want to
Do
put
that.
It online
Do
because
it.
I just, I know. I know that there are other women out there that are feeling the exact same way that I'm feeling, and they need that reassurance. They need somebody
yep.
to
yes.
say, this is okay.
I had
but
a
then
moment.
We sit and delete it because we're like, oh,
I mean,
well,
not
God.
Pretty. It's not
that's
pretty.
Not what,
it's
not that's
pretty.
Not what people want to see.
I had a moment.
They're going to think something's wrong with me.
A year ago, I put on my Instagram stories, I cried because it was the umpteenth time that I had forgotten my child at school. I'd forgotten her at school. It was pouring down rain. And she called me, and she was like, Mom, I'm Mario. And I had totally freaking forgotten her at school. And I posted it on my Instagram because I was like, I know there are other moms that have done this.
Yes, and you're not alone.
And it was the response I got from other moms that were like, you are not the only mom that has done this.
Well, that's what I mean.
And
if
we need to normalize normal.
Well, we have to be more real
yeah,
with
we
each
do.
Other. Because that is what we are all actually experiencing
yep.
in our day-to-day lives. It's not some...
perfect highlight reel
rainbow.
That does not exist.
And that's how we connect with each
yeah.
other. I feel like that's how we
yeah.
get back to being
mm-hmm.
people together.
Well,
yeah. Not just
you don't
experiencing the highs together.
Yeah.
We have to
yeah.
experience the lows
absolutely.
All
together.
Of it.
And if you don't
absolutely.
Do that and you don't do that,
yeah,
then like,
then we don't make
you,
it
normal. What type of standard are you setting your
right.
kids up for?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfection?
Absolutely.
No,
it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It doesn't
They're
exist.
They're going to forget to.
Yeah.
My mom forgot to pick me up a few times.
Yeah,
no, we're there.
But you know what?
Parents.
It actually made me stronger.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I cried and complained about it for many years, but then it made me stronger.
Totally.
As a person.
Totally.
So you don't know what she's going through because you did that or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's time. It's just time to be just more real, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
We gotta put
it
like
all
out. For me, too, I keep, like, a lot of my private life off of social media, period. And just, like, when I lost my sister, I was like, you know what? I'm going to be honest with people about grief and, like, how it is a long process because I feel like it is important to be vulnerable at times.
Yeah.
And show
absolutely.
That, like, it's not, like... cookie cutter, like it varies from people, and it's just not overnight. And yeah, it's
and
I think
honestly
it's important,
you,
like you guys are saying.
You are a what is the word I'm trying to think of? You're a leader in that aspect. Then,
mm-hmm.
like anyone who takes that step to be vulnerable and show themselves in not a beautiful light is a trailblazer for the rest of us. And I applaud any of you who put that out there for us. And encourage us to be more real.
Yeah.
Because that is life, and that is what we experience, and I think
And it's not even about vulnerability, too. Yeah, I have to be honest. Like, when it comes to grieving, I didn't know what it was until I lost
it. No, we're freaking done.
Oh, my God. We already went through the entire
Maurice
hour.
I am Brown.
Haley Clandenning.
Licia Prater. Hey, listen, guys, though, we might have a little something in the works, maybe. So, this might not be the last that you'll hear from us.
And I'm like Sarah Prater.
Sarah, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you again, everybody, for listening to us this last year. We appreciate you so much. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We